Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations stance point.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Black Sports on AAA Murray Country. I'm Dr. Lee Shepherd, a Dhirubal Mularidgee Jabbigai Yirrkanji woman from far north Queensland, an anthropologist and an expert in sport for development. First, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land upon which we are broadcasting, the Dhirubal and Yuggera peoples, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Today, we have a special guest, Oriel Miklis-Thorpe. Oriel is the first Aboriginal female to win a national title in competitive climbing. She came first in the lead Youth B female division at the 2025 National Youth Climbing Championships and came second in the boulder category. That's pretty big achievements. This secured her place in the Australian team for the World Youth Climbing Championships in Helsinki in August this year, where she'll compete in the lead under 17 category. Morning, Oriel.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in. It must be an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely, I did the same thing last year where I competed at Youth World, but it was a bit different and that was for experience more. But this time I'm like, I have a goal this time.
Do you? So first, can I just ask you, you know, a little bit about yourself, where you came from, who's your mob?
My mob is Bidjara. I'm Bidjara and Dungari, and I came from Byron Bay up to Brisbane when I was 4.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've just been living here ever since. It's been really nice. And I go to Kedron State High School.
Nice. How long have you been going to Kedron? You're at what, year 11?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, so how does it work with the school and competition and?
Oh, it's a bit hard.
Is it?
I'm really bad at like homeschooling sort of thing. Not that I'm doing, just like doing schoolwork away from school.
That must be difficult to keep it all together.
Yeah, I don't have much discipline when it comes to schoolwork. I can't.
Because how often do you get to go away? This is the first year?
Well, going away, I've actually, last year wasn't that much, but this year, because I joined the National Youth Program, mm-hmm. I got selected for that, and they have training camps like once every 2 months, I think.
Yeah.
And there was one here, but most of them have been away, so like Melbourne and Adelaide. So I've been going away quite a bit, yes.
Quite a bit. So, yeah, this is trying to find time to do your homework or having enough energy for it.
Yeah.
So you said you were with the National Youth Program. How'd you get into that?
I think I just did – I did pretty good at Nationals last year, which was quite unexpected because the year before
mm-hmm.
I did very bad.
Okay.
and so then I just like I feel like they put me on their radar and was like, oh, she's gotten better. That's very good. It's very random. And they're like, well, I guess we're going to choose you.
That's nice.
No, you had to make an application.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously I applied. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they chose me because I think 50 kids
applied for that.
Yeah.
And they chose 15.
15, that's whittled it right back, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so with the one thing I did, like you do rock climbing, so can you tell the audience what there's three disciplines in sport climbing. So can you tell us what they are and what that entails?
So there's boulder, lead and speed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people who don't climb know speed because that's what they saw at the Olympics more and they watch that. And that's where it's like the same route.
Yep.
It never changes. It's the exact same measurements. And it's, it's all over like the whole world. and you just have to climb that as fast as you can. So people literally train like 10 years and stuff just to be on the same climb.
True.
I think that it could get a bit boring, which is why.
You've chosen the other two.
Yeah. I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then there's Boulder and Lead, which doesn't revolve – Boulder completely doesn't revolve around speed at all.
Yeah.
Boulder is where it's, like, short walls, like maybe, I want to say, 3.5, 4-ish.
That's 4 to 4.5.
Four to 4.5, yeah.
Yeah.
And the climbs, it ranges from, like, super easy to super hard.
Yeah.
Like, and – it's really random. Like, you can't really stop. Like, yeah.
You're right.
Let me think about that for a second.
You're right.
Wait. Yeah, okay. You always, like, you always learn new things because all the climbs, like, I don't think I've ever, there's always, like, there can be similar-ish climbs.
Yeah.
But I have never done a climb that's the exact same. And I've been climbing for, like, 4 years.
Yeah, because
so, I've been doing Boulder for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Boulder for 3 years.
But it's really cool. I really like it because you never get bored of it because there's always something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the last one, Lead?
Actually, in Boulder, you have to explain in a comp what how many minutes you get maybe. Oh, sorry. Cut that out.
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, yes, but in a comp – For speed,
yep.
It's like I actually don't 100% know because I don't do it,
yep.
But I'm like pretty sure. I know that you verse someone else and you race to the top and whoever gets there faster, they go forward to the next round and then I think they do little finals and then a big final and whoever wins the big final.
Have you ever watched one?
I have. It's really cool to watch. I'm like, I just don't know how they do it. I tried to climb it a couple of times and it's like it's not a hard thing to climb.
Yeah.
But like to get it so fast, like what?
Well, you said they do it about 10 years, eh?
Yeah.
To get that quick up the hill.
Well, like probably like Olympics people do it 10 years. But like there's some people that have done it for like 2 years and they're getting like 8 seconds or less on the speed wheel, which is just crazy.
So and Lead?
Oh yeah, Lead. They tend to be longer walls.
Mm-hmm.
In Brisbane where I train, it's very short walls. But like literally if you go anywhere else, it's long walls, which is how it's supposed to be. And it's like 15 meters about.
Yeah.
And it can be taller than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the climbs I would say so even though my level for Boulder is like pretty it's not high. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like good. Lead, the moves are a bit easier, but because it just requires so much endurance. So the easiest moves, when you like, the higher you get, even though it's so easy, it's like, it feels like you're like, ugh. it's so hard.
So how does it compare? Like you said in Australia, they're smaller. I understand you're going to Helsinki tomorrow to train on the actual they've got bigger ones.
Yeah. So bigger walls and also I'm going to the gym where the World Youth Championships is actually going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll give me a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, familiarise yourself with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they change it on the day. No, don't jinx ya. So you've actually trained overseas already, haven't you? Or you haven't yet?
I have. Not really Lead though, because I've always kind of liked Boulder a bit more, but just recently I think I have a bit more, I don't know, I just do well at Lead comps. It's not my favourite, but recently it has definitely been my passion for Lead has definitely been getting more, I would say. Yeah.
No, because how would you compare the facilities for here and overseas?
Well, Brisbane, I don't want to diss the gyms or anything, but they're very short walls and they can tend to, like, even the clips. Like, that clipping is a part of Lead. You have to clip, like, Well, in Australia, they have it where you have to clip like every single meter.
Oh, okay.
Because they're really strict. But like as soon as you go to overseas for a comp, like the clips are, you have no practice. So clipping can be quite scary, especially when you're on top of a clip and you haven't clipped it yet, and you're like, oh. So I have no practice with like, or hardly with clips being spread apart more. And I would say in overseas comps, they're quite far apart. And so it's a bit like nerve-wracking, and you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to die now.
Because their walls are higher. What I was thinking, I should have actually started off with, how did you get into it?
Oh, yeah. I got in, well, I always, when I was a kid, I always really liked just climbing everything. Like there was one time where it was at South Bank Park.
Yep.
And I think Mum looked away or was like on the phone to someone for like 3 minutes.
Mm.
And there was like a really, really tall pole. And I decided to climb to the top of it. And I remember there was like, and then I got surrounded at the bottom by like 10 different parents shouting at me to get down. They're like, where's your mum? Where's your mum?
And then I looked over and went, oh, what kind of parent would let their kid go up there?
No.
And I was like, holy moly, that's my kid.
Sounds like my daughter, actually. She used to get into situations like that all the time. So with when you first started out, like how did you start out? Was it just, you know, just for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I went to like this holiday camp thing. Well, my brother did it before me, and I was like five, and I went to Urban Climb, and I was like, wow, this is really fun. And then I didn't go back for ages. I don't know why. I just think my mum was like, oh, she's too little right now. She can't do that just yet. But then I went to like a holiday camp at Urban Extreme when I was in year six.
Mm-hmm.
And I climbed – oh, funny that. My least favourite thing is the speed wall, but I managed to climb the speed wall.
Yeah.
And they were, like, really impressed with me. And they were like, oh, you should join our squad. And then it took me, like, a week of convincing Mum to let me join.
Yeah.
But then she said yes. So then for, like, 2 years, I think, I would say two.
No, it was actually, like, 1 year and then you did your first competition. It was 2021.
I was training – well, it wasn't really training. I was in like a very fun group squad where you would just climb very for fun.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour a week.
1 hour a week, very fun for like a year and a half, I would say. 2 years?
Not even that long.
No?
No.
A year?
No, I was looking back in the photos and you basically were doing it for 8 months.
8 months.
And then you injured your hip and you stopped training for 3 months. You stopped everything.
Oh, yeah. That was not nice.
No.
I remember that.
Did you fall?
No, I was doing gymnastics in year six and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then my hip just started like really, really hurting when I was like doing tumbles and stuff. And so I had to stop everything for 3 months, which was nice.
Took a break.
Yep.
So was that from tumbling from gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had a break from gymnastics. Then I went back. And then I quit.
Oh, so, and then you came back?
To climbing.
Yeah, to climbing again. Yeah. With the National Youth Program, you know, what's the opportunities you can get through them?
Oh, well, they have the most amazing, well, the coaches there.
Yeah.
They're so experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they organize it really well, which is really nice, which they do comp sims, so comp simulations.
Yeah, okay.
So it's very much like a comp, and they bring in international route setters like Nico Januel and, oh, I'm forgetting their names. Maybe don't.
Katsu. What was
his name? There was another one as well, which I can't remember.
And Gen?
Gen, I don't know. That's okay.
It was a National Youth Program.
Oh, yeah. They have National Comp Sims where they bring in everyone from the youth team, and then they also have, like, a selection of the open team, which they bring in,
yeah,
or just open athletes that do really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, they have had four of them maybe.
Yeah.
And that has been so good.
Yeah.
And like E-Ray, the national coach, she does like debriefs with all the girls and stuff, and it's really nice. And it feels a lot like a community, which I haven't really had that much of it in climbing.
Yeah.
Like everyone's super nice.
Mm.
I don't know. I just like.
Are you all around the same age or?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. How many girls are in the team?
I think there's an even amount. I can actually check that. In the youth.
Yeah. Because I think, did you say there were 15? Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, how do I find a sport? Climbing Australia.
Yeah. But also, Aria, you've got to mention that they bring in international route setters, international coaches, and that's what you can't get.
Here
in
we
Australia.
Go.
Oh, yeah, sorry. To the audience, that's Aurel's mum.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Aurel's mum over here. Hi.
Just introduce yourself. Sorry. Oh, I forgot to introduce you. Sorry, Dar.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Ten girls.
10 girls, really? Yep. Oh, that's pretty. That's quite a high amount.
Yep.
So what does your coaching regime look like? Training, sorry, not coaching.
I'll get that up too. I can't remember anything on my own. It's really terrible.
You got too many things on your brain.
Yeah. So let's just see. Mondays, I do injury prevention, which is just like, it's kind of the same as a warm-up. It just has some extra things like, I don't know, calf raises or whatever, just to keep me in check before I climb.
Yeah.
And then I have circuits.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good for endurance. So I put in a timer, I put in some earphones and music and then a 5-minute timer and I literally just go around a circuit board, which is just a board with climbing wall with climbing holds. Pretty easy, but you just have to stay on there for a long time.
Yeah.
I usually fall before the 5 minutes because my endurance is not...
Still working on it.
Yeah, still
work in progress.
On it. And then I do my core.
Yep.
And then Tuesdays, I do coaching with one of my coaches called Charlie,
mm-hmm.
who is very good.
What does he do?
He just takes me through like drills on the climbing wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps me in check because I have a thing where I don't like to work on the things I'm bad at. So, like, I'm not very strong. I'm very good at slab, which is, like, balancey stuff.
Oh, right, yep.
But I don't like stuff in the cave, which is, like, overhanging. And you just have
to
be really strong for that. And I don't really like it
that much. Yeah.
But he forces me to go on that, which is good. It's really good.
Yeah.
And then, he pushes me a lot, not in a bad way, in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday I just have S&C, which is just basically you just go to the gym and you have a set of exercises that I do.
Okay.
And then Thursday I do running, which,
not one of your favourites.
No.
I want to climb.
But then in the afternoon I get to climb.
Yeah.
I get to boulder. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday – oh, what am I saying? This is –
Wait. You're right.
Maybe you cut know what? That whole just thing out. Cut the whole thing out. Just go.
Yeah,
like,
I'll just. Yeah, I just realized.
I do S&C 3 times a week. I do blah blah blah. You know what I mean?
That sounds silly.
You drive everyone nuts if we have to go through every day.
Yeah.
No, but it's interesting, especially if people don't know what's involved.
Yeah.
So, how many coaches do you have?
So I have Charlie, who is my coach in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good. And all my coaches, like, work collaboratively together.
Yep.
So that there's no, like, misunderstandings or anything. It all goes smoothly. Mm-hmm. Sophie Bell, who's in Melbourne.
Yep.
She's really good. She's a very technical coach.
Yep.
And she's been in the game for, like, a really long time. So she's very experienced and stuff.
What does she do? What's
her? Well, I go to Melbourne, like, I don't go that much to coach with her in person. But, it's very technical, like she reminds me of techniques. She gives me new techniques.
Nice.
So that's really good. And then she also makes my plan, which I've been using because she lives in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't train with her or anything.
Yeah.
And I just like I'll send her videos if I'm struggling and she'll be like, oh, you can do this and that. And yeah, I can call her.
Yeah.
She's very good for my mental health too. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I'm struggling with something, she'll be like, oh, it's okay. Yeah. Don't worry. And then I have Manelli mm-hmm. as well, and she's in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably this, I go to her quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a very good coach.
Yeah.
She's just good. I just love her. Yeah.
Oh, how did you get onto these coaches?
My mum. Yeah. I don't know. I'm too awkward. I can't like approach people or anything. But my mum does, so that's good.
And how did you get onto the coaches?
Well, actually, because Climbing Jungle down in Ballina in New South Wales has 15-meter walls. So we went down there and there was this little French dude called Charlie and he's like, and who is that little girl up there on the wall? And, I was like, that's my kid. I want to do some coaching with her, blah, blah, blah. And so so we went down and we did a couple of sessions down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time we were at New South Wales lead titles
mm-hmm.
and interstate. And this guy approached us and said, oh, would your daughter be interested in doing some training?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a bit of fundraising and we went down. And she did a bit of training with this particular coach, and Charlie did a bit of extra training with him as a coach, and then Charlie went overseas and came back to Brisbane. So yeah. I was like, oh my God, we've never had a coach in Brisbane of your caliber.
Yeah,
can you train her? That's been happening over the last 6 months.
And Manelli, we met through the coach that approached me at that comp.
Yeah,
because she started working for him.
Oh, okay.
And then she was starting to work with Alex, but Alex is now the para climbing team
head coach.
So he's got no time. So we've just moved over to Good Grip Climbing. So I think people don't realize in Australia it's really hard to find good coaches.
Mm.
You know, because when you get to a certain level,
I feel like in Brisbane,
yeah.
I think in Sydney and Melbourne there's like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think it's a bit smaller in Brisbane maybe or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like not as many
high
level. There's a lot of good coaches.
Yeah.
Just not where, like, I need a lot of attention for my coaching because I do it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the coach. It's not that there's nothing wrong with the coaches. It's just that even Sophie Bell, who was the ex-national coach, she said basically, look, I can take Aurielle to a certain level,
mm-hmm.
and also Manelli and Charlie have said the same thing, but it's going to just come to a point where for her to progress her career, she's going to have to train overseas. But we're hoping that the Olympics coming here in 2032 means they'll actually build the facilities and bring in some coaches from overseas. Who knows?
That's being built in Brisbane now.
Mm.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be at the same international standard.
It has to be. It has to be. Otherwise they can't hold it.
Oh, are you looking forward to that?
Yep.
Well, that's what the national development team's for. It's the program that she's in. It's because they identify the athletes. So mm-hmm. it's not like, oh, we'll just do it for a year. They're mm-hmm. basically going, this is a long program
mm-hmm.
and they've identified these kids as potential Olympians
mm-hmm.
or potential world circuit mm-hmm. Competitors.
Oh, that's pretty amazing stuff, something to look forward to as well.
Yeah.
I was just going to say maybe mention to them people about Boulder because how different it is with, you know, the length of time and how many times you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, for lead in a competition, you only have one go.
Mm-hmm.
So for qualifiers, you can see it as much as you want, the climb.
Yeah.
But for finals, and then you get one go and if you fall, you come down and that's it.
Yeah.
And you get scored based on that, and there's two qualifiers. And then in Australia, we don't really do semifinals, but like any other competition, they have semifinals, like in Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just one climb.
Mm.
And then you get into finals if you do good. Top eight go into finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the top two people,
mm-hmm.
no, if the, yeah. And then you win based on how high you get, but if two or more people get to the same spot,
yeah,
it goes back to qualies. But if they have, I mean, or semis.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they have the same score in semis, it'll go back to qualies, I'm pretty sure. And then if they have the same in qualies, then it goes back on time. Which is funny, actually, because it's like never happened before where two people have tied. Because there's always been some sort of separator.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure for like the first time ever, earlier this year, at a World Cup, two girls, a Korean and I think her name is like Cheyenne Seo, I think. I don't want to pronounce that wrong.
Yeah.
And then Erin McNeese from Great Britain, they tied. And that was pretty cool. Two gold medals, yes.
True. That would have been really interesting to watch, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was that? Sorry? Again?
That was at a World Cup in... What comp was it? She doesn't say.
No, it's okay. So it was a world champion.
Wujiang 2025. So I think that's in China.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice.
And they both got first.
Oh.
So super cool.
First time ever?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to say that wrong, but, like, it definitely doesn't happen often at all.
So I also, when I was looking, I understand that in 2023 you won the HS's Young Black and Proud scholarship.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, how'd that come about?
Well, me and Mum worked on like the application to apply for it, and then I somehow managed to get it. I actually don't even know how I got it because I hadn't achieved very much then.
Yeah.
But I'm really grateful I did because it helped a lot.
Like, yeah.
That was what got me a lot of my training and helped get me that sort of thing. And yeah.
Yeah, so it was awesome. What was the package?
I think it was, I don't know actually.
It was $1,000 and it meant that she got to go to the Victoria Boulder State Interstate Competition.
Nice.
That's like one of your first. It was her first interstate podium on Boulder, which was really like, wow, oh my God, she came third. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
And now we're like, oh, my God. It's kind of weird to sort of see how fast the progress can be, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy is that I've actually never won a state titles.
Oh, it'll come.
But I've won literally the nationals, but I haven't won states.
That's because you were really sick at the Queensland States.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even being sick, she still came second.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, that's pretty amazing.
We're very lucky you didn't throw up on the wall.
Yeah. End of competition today.
We can laugh about it now, but
at the time it wasn't.
It was not very funny at the time.
No, would you have a stomach bug or flu?
Yeah, I fell. They have this thing called isolation.
Yeah.
In Boulder and Lead for finals, and I was in there, and you're in there for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or more, and I was so like my tummy felt like it was literally gonna come from my insides, and like I tried to go to the bathroom, like nothing worked, and then I just fell asleep, and I woke up.
Yeah.
5 minutes before I have to go on. Mm. So I did not have enough time to warm up because it literally takes me half an hour to warm up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really interesting.
Don't. Oh, you never want that to happen again.
No.
No.
And I understand you're also the ambassador of a K2, is it base camp?
Yeah, yeah.
Since 2022 when you're 13.
They're probably like my biggest supporters, I would say.
Yeah?
Like they've done so much for me and like the owner, Bam. We've gotten really close with him and his little family, and he has a cute little daughter called Olive. She's four.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have been so nice. And like even 2022, I hadn't done much. Like I wasn't very good, and they still like believed in me. And they thought that I had potential.
Did they contact you?
Oh no, Mum.
Mums.
Oh no, because they had a stall at a comp or something, and I said, "Oh, do you sponsor kids?" And they went, "No, we just do adults." And I was like, "Oh well, never mind."
Mm.
And then somehow, I don't know. I think that's what happened. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But basically, I also helped organise the sponsorship for a Torres Strait Islander boy, and I just sort of put it out there with kids that I felt like needed the support.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think like 5 sponsored kids went through.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what we do. Is that
I was the OG though.
Yeah. What does OG mean?
Original.
Oh, okay. Kids don't talk in words anymore. Oh, it's all an abbreviation.
My bad. MB.
Oh, don't.
But the thing is, you know, I think that the difference of being an Aboriginal athlete and just being an athlete, you know, from not Aboriginal, is that you have these like cultural obligations and you're really working toward. I mean, yeah, that's one of the things that, yeah, maybe you can have a little chat about things that you're doing there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've taken some little groups like from Cooper's Plains. Yeah. I did one and I not taught them climbing, but I just was there and like helped them a bit and guided them through climbing. And then I went to Western Australia and I saw some mob there who mum knew and I hung out with them for a bit and that was really nice. It's just kind of like if I, because climbing like I want to hang out with mob, but a lot of the time it's like I go there, I do it, and then I come back. Like, I don't really, like, sometimes I'll, like,
don't go, have the time to stay.
Have to go 5 minutes after podium or something.
Okay.
Which is, like, because I got school and everything. But when I do, it's really nice to, you know, involve myself and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because with the K2 sponsor, so what do they sponsor?
Just like my climbing gear and everything, which is really helpful because
it's expensive.
Gear, yeah, for sure. And yeah, they're really good with that. And they've given me a hoodie, which is really nice. And stuff like that. And they've helped with flights as well.
Yep.
Over the years, just little things like, not little, oh my God.
Yeah.
Big things like that.
Yeah, no, it comes in handy to be sponsored through somebody. And I think the other one is what, Discovery Climbing, you're an ambassador for?
Yeah, yeah. They they're really they have sponsored me and helped pay for climbing comp registration. Because that can also be really expensive actually. Yeah. Like you'd be surprised. I think it's like, how much was it for Nationals?
I think Nationals was $250.
Yeah.
It's like insane. But
that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I think also if it hadn't been for K2, she wouldn't be climbing because she goes through a pair of shoes like in
probably like two months.
Two to 3 months.
Yeah.
And every pair of shoes is like $300 to $400.
Yeah.
So no, it's like,
really?
Like, well, some of them are.
I thought it was like $250. But yeah, whatever.
But anyway, it's like
they're expensive.
Like,
yes.
Basically, it makes, you know, and so we've been doing resoles on shoes to try and save money. But
That's really good. They have like this thing at K2 where you can put your shoes in and you pay $60 because when your shoes get worn through that you have to buy a new pair.
Yeah.
Or you resell them.
Okay.
Which is you give them in and there's like this company, I don't know what they're called.
Sticky Rubber.
Sticky Rubber Resoles.
Nice.
If there's any climbers listening, you should definitely check out Sticky Rubber Resoles.
Insider knowledge.
And K2. Yes, they're at K2. Check out K2, guys. But yeah, and they like completely just fix it up and you get them and they're like brand new.
Nice.
Yeah, which is just, and saves it's a you buying lot it. Cheaper. It's,
yeah, it would be a lot cheaper too because you just pay for that yourself.
No, that's sponsored as well. Sponsored.
But for anybody else out there that needs a shoe, it's $60. K2.
You know, we actually did the budget stuff yesterday and I was like, holy moly, like this is a very expensive sport and it's very underfunded. And, you know, like every spare bit of funds goes toward her doing her climbing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the sponsorships help. But it's like funding helps and, you know, people donating to her fundraising page, all of that stuff helps.
Yeah.
But, it's next when she turns 16, it's like, get a job.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford it.
I thought you were 16 already.
No, not yet.
She's holding off.
In like a month.
In like a month. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not going to – I don't want to work at fast food because it's like you get paid like – all my friends do that, and they literally get paid like $12, $13. It's like so.
Mm. Well, you could do coaching. She is actually a gifted coach. So Manelli was saying, Manelli was saying, that's the other coach, that it's very rare that you find a climber that actually knows how to coach as well.
Yeah, because I was going to ask. I think I also understand you want to go to university. You're striving towards university. Which one were you thinking of going to?
Well,
mine, the
yes,
because I went through the School of Human Movement and Nutrition Sciences.
I actually have not heard of that. But that
yeah, that's
very
at UQ. Yeah, they're coaches and stuff.
Yeah, I think I want to do sports psychology, and I really want to. I don't know. There's so many things. If I stayed in Brisbane, I want to go to UQ.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what's so annoying is that. I'm doing my Diploma of Business this year and next year, and it gives you like an ATAR of like 83 or 84.
Yeah.
And it literally applies for every single university in the whole of Australia except for UQ, which is like probably my first option to go to.
What?
But yeah, that's pretty.
Don't. Oh, yeah, because I know because my old school does all that stuff.
Mm.
A lot of the people that go through there are coaches and working towards being a coach and stuff. Yeah, no. And would you just do your undergrad or PH doctorate?
I don't even know what that is.
Undergrad is just when you first start at university, you have to do all these courses to graduate as an undergrad. And then after that you can either do your master's, which is a thesis based on something you want to write about, or a PhD, which is a bigger one.
True.
Yeah.
I'd probably do master's then.
Yeah.
I think so. It just depends.
It's a lot smaller.
I think I want to have a gap year though. So
yeah.
Because I need a break. I need a break.
To train.
I'm over it. So even though you got these, even though you got sponsors, you still need some funding towards Helsinki in August.
Yeah.
Where can people help you there?
I have an ASF fundraising page.
Yeah.
If you probably search up just REL.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
It'll probably pop up.
We'll put it up online after the show finishes. After the show airs.
Funding?
Yeah.
Foundation.
So we'll put a link up there so you can access that online if you want to give. And do you look at yourself as a mentor for young kids that are not sure what they want to do and maybe thinking rock climbing would be a great sport?
I would say so.
Yeah?
I've definitely helped a lot of younger.
Yeah.
Kids who are now like Lawrence, there's this little guy Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing like greens, which are not, they're like pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was like struggling on them.
Yeah.
I started coaching him for like maybe 3 months, 4 months, just to give him some basics.
Yeah.
And he was doing like reds by the end of it,
mm-hmm.
which is like a lot harder, I would say that. And now he's pretty much better than me.
Oh, true. How old is he?
He's like 10 or 11.
No, he's 13 now.
Is he 13 now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just had a growth spurt, so he's taller than you.
Yeah.
I don't think people know what is required in Boulder. You still haven't mentioned how long it takes. Is it one go? Is it two goes?
Oh, yeah. I keep going off track.
I have no clue.
So for Boulder, you can... It really depends what comp, but mm-hmm. it's usually 4 minutes on the wall, 4 minutes off, or 5 minutes on, 5 minutes off.
Yeah.
There's like a Boulder Jam.
Yeah.
But that's more for younger categories, like maybe Youth C, which is like 11 years under, I think. And that's just where you have like an hour or two, I think, and you just have to, you can have as many attempts and you just go around the climbs and mark them off.
Yeah.
But for us, it's, I think at Nationals, it was 4 minutes on, 4 minutes off.
Mm-hmm.
And So that's, you have 4 minutes
mm-hmm.
to look at the climb and try it, as many goes as you want.
Yeah.
But as many goes, I know it sounds like 4 minutes because mm-hmm. it's such a short wall.
Yeah.
But you can, you usually, on slabs.
Yeah.
You can, they're very slow. Like if you have a good attempt, one attempt is like 45 seconds.
Okay.
On cave climbs, you want to have a maximum of 3, I would say.
Oh, you would have to have so many muscles for cave climbs.
I know. It's so...
I've tried it and went, no.
Yeah. It's really hard. That's like my biggest weakness. It's like strength and cave climbs and keeping tension and everything.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good to actually for endurance and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just good to have those all-round sort of skills, which mm-hmm. I don't have yet, but I'm trying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, only six, going on 16, so
yeah, yeah.
I've got plenty of years in front of you.
Plenty.
Plenty. So what, you know, if, what advice would you give to these young fellas, young girls and boys who want to get into competitive sport rock climbing?
I would say just give it a go.
Yeah?
Hit me up, let me know if you want to get some coaching because I'll do it. Oh. I'll do it for free as well because I don't really mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that would be awesome to have some young world track climbing. There's not, it's not very...
Yeah.
I guess it is a multicultural sport, but not that much.
Yeah, because are there any other, you know, black fellas in your teams or anything? Any in Australia?
There's Kyle, who's... Yeah.
Torres Strait.
And he's actually older than youth now.
Oh, okay.
That might be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on all there was the Naylor boys. All
yeah, they don't do
Oliver
it.
Oliver and Ethan. Ethan's old now. I mean,
I don't
old.
Think he's, Oliver does it.
Oliver's not doing it as a competition.
Yeah, so that's it, though.
Oh, really?
It's just me now.
Oh, there's the little girl. Oh God, Elka. Elka is
Elke.
Elke. Elke. Yeah. She's like tiny.
Mm.
She's just started. Her parents, Tristan Schultz. Schultz.
Mom, yeah.
I think. Don't know who their mob are. But anyways, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so anyway, there's a little girl called Elke who's like in the lowest category. But, yeah, Auriel kind of,
really
all the kids know Auriel and they all climb all over her and they love her.
That's
her
here in Brisbane or?
Oh, that's like a different, at competitions
different
and stuff.
Different places all over Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's for, what is your long term from today into the future, what are we going to see with Auriel?
Obviously, like, my biggest goal would be the Olympics.
Yeah.
But that's going to be really hard because I'm pretty sure they're only taking one girl from Australia.
What?
No,
it's
taking
one,
three.
They are?
Yeah, because there'll be one in each category now because you've got three categories.
Yeah, so not, that's not. That doesn't, that's so it's basically just one because it's one in each.
Oh, I see what you mean. One in each.
Scrap that. But yeah. But then my other biggest goal, which I think is more achievable, and obviously I'm still going to try to get to the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
but that's very hard.
Mm.
I want to be part of the, because I'm part of the youth
mm-hmm.
Australian team.
Yeah.
But when I get old enough, I really want to compete at open world cups.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just travel the world and, like, try my best,
I guess. Yeah, yeah.
In both categories, like, boulder and lead, I would say.
It'd be amazing life. Well, would most of it be overseas, wouldn't it? The World Cups and stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a World Cup in
Well,
Australia.
Considering what you told me, they're not at international standards.
Not yet, but, you know, like, in 2 years' time, I think they're going to build the facilities and there'll be World Cups happening in Australia, I think.
Maybe.
I reckon.
It'd be interesting.
Sure.
We
shall see. I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
It's very nice not to spend money on travel.
Do you find, like, one other thing I'm thinking in my head, is it really popular, these competitions in Australia? Like, are there a lot of rock climbers that go to these competitions, like state and nationals?
Yeah, I would say so. There's, like, probably in every category, I would say there's probably, like, 30 people in states.
Yeah.
And probably the same in nationals because, like, they cull it down a lot.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe like 35, 40 maybe.
Mm. For each. So each age group that you're in, is it sort of like 16 to 18 or is it what's the age groups look like?
So there used to be juniors, which I think was like 18 and above.
Mm.
There's Youth B, which I'm in, and it's under 17s.
Yep.
So that's 2010 and 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then Youth A is 2008 and 2007, I think.
Yep, yep.
No!
All the categories have changed now.
Wait, I've got it wrong. So because I was Youth B, which is under 17s.
Yeah.
At Nationals, I'm competing at that for Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually in Youth A now, so that's the oldest youth category.
Okay.
And I have 2 years of that. So I'll have this year and next year.
Yeah.
And then after next year, I'll be Opens.
Mm.
And that's 2008 and 2009. So like 16, 17. Are 2008 turning 18 this year?
Yeah.
These are the new categories that just came through.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Here we go.
Just today.
Yeah, so Youth A is 2008 and 2009. So like, 15, 16, and 17, I think. And then Youth B is 2010, 2011. So that's like 15, 14.
Oh, okay.
And then 2012 and 2013 is 13, 14, and then it goes 11, 12, which is Youth D, and then Youth X is like 9 or 10.
So. Which is the biggest category, like the most people?
Mm.
Like just in your experience that you've been in?
I would say Youth B boys.
Yeah?
Youth B boys.
Mm. Okay.
Or Youth B. And also Youth A boys.
Each state has a climbing association, and they actually run their own competitions. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if they have a lot of people interested, like Tassie doesn't bring many people through because they don't have so many in the team. South Australia hasn't got many. Western Australia has a lot. Mm. New South Wales, ACT have just started their own branch now.
Okay.
Queensland has a lot.
Yep.
There's none in Northern Territory. Like, hey, guys, everyone out there, NT, make a climbing association happen.
Really, there's no climbing association up there.
There's no facilities.
Wow.
That's such a bummer.
There was 47 guys for Youth B male.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. Mm.
And then, wait, here we go. What's this? Nope.
But, yeah, all the categories have changed. So they're no longer Youth B, Youth A. So like they call them X Youth A now.
Oh.
So you've got under 19, under 17, under 15, under 13, under 11.
Yeah.
So they're the new categories, and that just dropped today.
Okay.
I just got an email today about that.
Oh, right.
Well, so yeah, our brains are still trying to get our head around that. Like what that what?
Oh, well, no, I'm just looking at the time. I'm just going to have to, give a big thank you to Arielle.
Thank you.
And her mum.
Hi, Yudan.
For coming in and having a yarn with us today about rock climbing here at Let's Talk Black Sports. You can listen to us here on our website at aaa.org.au or Community Radio Plus app. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Community Broadcasting Foundation and Brisbane Pride. You've been listening to AAA Murray Country.
No more whispering in our mind.
Let's talk Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. on AAA Murray Country, the National Indigenous Radio Service and iHeartRadio. You can catch up on AAA.org.au, proudly supported by the Community Broadcast Foundation.